Greater Accra Region led the HIV prevalence table with 3.2% for the year 2015. Greater Accra has overtaken the Eastern Region, which topped the ranking consistently over a long period. The National AIDS Control Program, NACAP, says Accra took the lead because of growing urban centers and increasing slums within the region. Launching the 2015 HIV Sentinel Survey in Accra, the program manager of NACAP, Dr. Stephen Isiado, said HIV is still real, especially when the national prevalence rate moved from 1.6 to 1.8%. Rita Pabinteta reports.
For the past 23 years, the National AIDS Control Program has been releasing information on surveys conducted on HIV prevalence in Ghana with focus on gender, regions, urban and rural specifications. The 2015 survey focused on more than 18,000 pregnant women and children most especially. Greater Accra has displaced Eastern Region from its unenviable long-standing position as the region with the highest HIV cases. Dr. Isiado said, even though figures indicate that the national HIV cases have increased, the trend keeps declining.
Whereas Eastern Region is declining, which has resulted in the palpably being at this position, the Greater Accra prevalence has been increasing for the past 2 years, 3 years. If you look at the trend analysis, the Greater Accra prevalence is almost a plateau, straight, compared to all the regions, including Eastern Region, which is on the decline. Eastern Region has the highest gradient of decline. Now, if this is the trend, it means that if we are not careful, we are now, there's a game change. We are transitioning to the highest prevalence, certainly with the Greater Accra. In children, we notice a drop, 1.8 the previous year to 1.1. Proud to this, it was 1.3 in 2013 and jumped to 1.8. We're not happy because it's like 50%, but we need to continue to intensify our efforts at the children, no matter what.
Dr. Isiado said urban communities continue to record very high rates than rural communities. The Minister of Health, Alex Egbefia, said government will continue to prioritize HIV treatment and prevention to reduce the menace. He said a global fund and the United States have approved a $25 million grant to facilitate Ghana's implementation of the Treat All policy by October this year.
My ministry, and indeed the government of Ghana, is committed to ensuring that HIV and AIDS prevention and control remains a priority issue within these broad frameworks for incremental resource allocation despite the current economic challenges. To this extent, Ghana has adopted the new UN AIDS 1990 and the WHO Treat All policy to ensure a fast-track approach to ending the epidemic through accelerated ART enrollment with particular emphasis on pediatric care. I urge all stakeholders to support the Ghana Health Service and the National AIDS STI Control Program to revise all relevant guidelines and implement this policy in the shortest possible time.